Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Monday. It is the 21st of February, 2022. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, and with me today, I have Rich Siegel from Barebone Software. Hi, Rich.
Hi, Kelly.
I'm so glad you're here. Now, you're going to talk to us today about BB Edit, which Barebone Software makes, and give people the light overview. I've had you on the show before to talk specifically about BB Edit. You're here to talk about some new features, but what is BB Edit for like the three people who have no idea?
So for the three of you who haven't heard of it before, BB Edit is an all-purpose text and code editor, and its real strength is in automation and really crunching on text to do all kinds of things to it. But as a text editor, you can use it for anything.
Yeah. And this is not a new app. You're not new on the scene.
No, indeed. This year we'll be celebrating 30 years of having shipped BB Edit.
My goodness. Okay. That's amazing. I've not used it all that time, but I have used it a whole lot of that time, I can say. I'm a big fan. People here know that because like it gets mentioned regularly. So you're here. You came on the show initially, and thank you for that, to talk about the new version of BB Edit at the time, which was 14. And now with 14.1, you've got sort of three headlining features that are part of the new version.
That's right. We like to do this during the life cycle of a major release. We'll do a couple of feature updates in the middle so that folks don't have to wait for major versions to get the good stuff.
Yeah.
This time around, there's a fat handful of new features and some refinements and, of course, always some bug fixes.
Yes.
And this time around, the top line features that we added were support a couple of shortcuts for use on Mac OS 12 and support for creating multiple notebooks, which builds on the note feature that we added in BB Edit 14. Mm-hmm. And finally, an image viewer, which plays into the needs of folks who use BB Edit to build websites, which of course involve usually both text and images.
Yeah. And one thing about the image viewer that I thought was interesting, like you said, it's for folks who do website design, is you said this came from people who are users, writing in and saying, you know, I use BB Edit to manage my website and, you know, I write all my code using BB Edit and it would be nice if it could show me the image it's referencing or something like that. And then, so you were able to build that, but you built it based on user feedback.
Yeah, exactly. We live on that stuff. It's our bread and butter, or meat and potatoes, if you will, is, you know, folks writing into us, telling us what they need. Of course, if you have a question or a problem and you think the software is not working correctly, I mean, absolutely, we're here to help. We love fan mail also. But the most important part is hearing from our customers and having them let us know what they need in BB Edit. Mm-hmm. Like if there's something that it could do better or faster or just do at all that it doesn't currently do. Yeah. Love to hear about it because that helps give us ideas for how we can build a better product for everybody.
Yeah.
This image viewer in particular came from, as you said, a few folks who use BB Edit to build websites. And one in particular had some really good and well-formed ideas about what would be useful to them. So we took that and we thought on it for a while and it's what we came up with.
Yeah. And I've seen it because I, like I said, BB Edit user, and I've checked out the image viewer and it's super handy. And what I love about it is what I love about most things with BB Edit, which is that it's just enough. I don't need to edit the image and I don't need a whole ton of, you know, I don't need to, you know, give it some sort of star rating or do any of that sort of stuff. Like if I click on it, it just opens and it shows it to me and then I can go back to whatever I was doing. So it feels like just enough feature. And sometimes things are under implemented, but sometimes things are way over implemented. And you didn't turn this into a whole like BB Edit will also edit images. You know, it's just enough to sort of see that that, you know, I thought I was linking to that iTunes icon, you know, and then I look and sure enough, it's the iTunes icon. And then I can go back to what I was doing and just make sure my link is valid. And that's the part that I like about it the most is that it's not overdone. It's just a little bit of a thing. So,
yeah, very, very true. It's like we, you know, there are some very good image editors out there. There's some great ones from other indie developers. My personal favorite is one called Acorn from Flying Meat.
Yes.
And
I do love Acorn. Hi, Gus. Let's give Gus a shout out. Hi, Gus.
Yeah, Gus is awesome. And we have no desire to turn BB Edit into an image editor.
Yeah.
This is more of a, you know, this is a feature that supports our customers and how they use BB Edit.
Yeah. And while we're at it, Gus, if you would like to come talk to me about Acorn, I will give you contact information at the end of the show. So I do want to, dig in because the, I love the image viewer and the multiple notebooks being an iteration of the notes, the sort of, you know, scrap, like I call it the scrap paper feature of BB Edit because I always have a bunch of those little sort of temporary things, you know, open over in the sidebar. So having the multiple notebooks that came with 14.0 of BB Edit is super great. And I definitely want to talk to you more about shortcuts and I'm going to do that. But first, I do want to just take a minute and talk about our sponsor this week, who is Thesis. So if you are listening to this show right now because you are procrastinating on something or because you're just trying to listen to, you know, a lovely conversation while you're trying to work through your inbox, if you have trouble getting some of those things done or if you're just having trouble even getting started on stuff, Thesis is here to help. Thesis makes personalized supplements that are based on nootropics, which are natural and powerful ingredients. So you go take a quiz and then Thesis will recommend nootropic formulas that are customized for you. I've tried them and you can get them with or without caffeine. And I've really appreciated how it just sort of, I don't feel dramatically different. It's not like drinking 8 cups of coffee or anything like that. It just sort of feels like I have a better handle on everything. Over 60,000 other people have used Thesis for better results and now you can too. Here's how. Right now, Thesis is offering my listeners 10% off your starter kit when you visit takethesis.com/TDO. So you go to takethesis.com/TDO. You take the quiz, you discover your unique nootropic combination, and you can save 10% on that first starter kit. That's takethesis.com/TDO. Make sure to use that URL to let them know I sent you. And I'd like to thank Thesis for sponsoring the show today. Now, shortcuts is the one I want to dig into. And part of the reason for that is to let people know that right now it's, I would call it lightly implemented because you're not using like the full array of shortcut options that are available in the shortcuts app on macOS, right?
That's right. BB Edit and automation are a pairing that has gone back ever since AppleScript practically was invented in the original macOS. And so automating BB Edit by means of the OS has always been very important to us. Mm-hmm. In macOS 12, Shortcuts is brand new on the platform. And we wanted to get started with a couple of things that we knew that everybody could get started with and just sort of try out the concept and see how it worked in the field. And calling back to what we just spoke about, the next step for us is getting a sense of what folks need BB Edit to do from shortcuts. Mm-hmm. So if folks write into us and say, hey, I've been using shortcuts and here's this workflow that I've come up with and I just need BB Edit to play this particular role in it, can you help me out? That gives us something to look at, something to work with and to build on.
Yeah. And the automation, like you know, like you said, the automation piece of it is a huge part of where a lot of people's functionality comes from as far as using BBEdit. Is it's part of a workflow because you can pass something through it or you know, use it in a scriptable fashion. And I know people write in all the time with feedback, or you know, like you said, like, this is the use case I envision. How can I make that happen? Do you have any examples? I know I didn't mention this ahead of time, but do you have any examples of particularly clever ways that people have set this up, whether it was with a shortcut or not? Just like, because I know people have automated BBEdit in a lot of ways for a lot of years.
Yeah, it's a good question. And unfortunately, I don't really have a clear specific example. It's more a matter of somebody will say, you know, I want to do a bunch of search and replaces in a row. And, you know, we have machinery for that. We also have built-in automation in the form of text factories, which let you apply BBEdit its own transformations, either over a file you're working on or over a whole bunch of files in a folder. Mm-hmm. And text factories can run Apple scripts. And they can run Unix scripts. And every once in a while, folks, if you'll forgive the expression, want to flip the script. And
yes.
And use BBEdit as an element of a workflow instead of a workflow driver. I think our mutual friend Jason Snell,
yes,
has done some extremely clever things with automating BBEdit to do some fairly serious heavy lifting.
He was one of the people I thought of when I thought, well, I'll ask you this question, and then you probably know, like, Jason wrote to you about trying to do a thing, and so maybe you have one handy from him.
Yeah.
Hi, Jason. And it's just hi to everybody on the show
exactly.
Today.
And the thing that's kind of funny about that is we don't always really know the specific details of the whole workflow.
Uh-huh.
But we do get a sense of, okay, well, you know, Jason's got a giant CSV file and he's trying to extract from it or transform it or, mm-hmm, you know, whatever it is he's doing over there. Even if we don't know the end purpose, we often can get a sense of just the specific thing they want to accomplish in BBEdit.
Yeah.
It's a fairly narrow view, but it helps.
Yeah. And as you said, like, you know, these are things that come from user feedback, somebody trying to do something with automation and all of that. So without getting into sort of making you give an impromptu presentation about programming on macOS, in order to integrate the shortcuts that you did do, that you did build as part of, you know, the options available if somebody wants to automate, was implementing that something that was complicated, or was it not so bad because you've been building with an eye for automation all this time?
It's more the latter. It's straightforward. The shortcut software architecture is clearly evolved compared to the automation systems previously part of macOS. Mm-hmm. And it's nicely refined, and we can sort of see this clear path to getting a certain place from where we are to a desirable place fairly readily. I wouldn't say it's easy.
Sure.
But the software architecture in terms of defining what you need and doing the presentation is pretty nicely put together in shortcuts. So
okay.
Yeah.
That's good to hear. Maybe if other people are listening and were interested, you know, if you're a Mac developer and you're considering adding some shortcuts to your app, then maybe it's a good opportunity. Maybe it's not necessarily the worst thing. I know sometimes including new technologies and new things that Apple comes out with sometimes is complicated or sometimes impossible, you know, depending on what it is people are trying to accomplish. And so sometimes that can be rough. I wanted to ask you one more question. I'm sort of setting you up to do some promotion here, but I happen to know that, and anyone else who has been to the store for BBEdit to buy a license will discover that you sell more than just software over there at your store on the Bare Bones website.
It's true. We have a merch store.
Yes.
And we've got t-shirts and we've got pins and there's some other stuff on the store too. I think hoodies and sweats, although I must confess we may be running out of those.
Oh, of the sweats?
They were pretty popular.
Okay.
But yeah, t-shirts and pins are strong. That's I think that's linked to from our store, but it's also at merch.barebones.com.
Okay. That's going to do it for us today. I have to go shop because I didn't realize you were low on sweatpants. So I'm going to have to go buy some. But is there anything else that you want to tell people about the new version? Let's talk about the purchase, first of all. This is not a subscription. It's licensed software. So you buy a license for version 14, and it's good for version 14 all the way up to 14.9, which is probably not going to happen. But it's good for anything that starts with the number 14. If you had a previous license, do you have upgrade options?
We sure do. If you have any older version of BBEdit, 13 begins with 13, or really going all the way back to the original versions that we sold way back in the day. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we've had customers who discovered a 25-year-old license and said, "Can I upgrade this?" The answer is yes.
Wow. Okay.
We do have discounted upgrade pricing. A new single license is $49.99.
Okay.
At the store, and the discounted upgrade for 13 is $39.99, and older versions are $29.99.
Okay.
It's late. And older versions are $39.99.
Okay.
So yeah, the short answer is yes, we do. We've got reasonable new pricing. We've got reasonable discounted upgrade pricing as well.
Okay. And where can people, aside from the sweatpants, so apparently I'm going to have to hang up right away and go buy some so that there's not a run on them. Aside from the merchandise in the store, which is at merch.barebones.com, where can people find out more about BBEdit?
So the main website is www.barebones.com, B-A-R-E-B-O-N-E-S.
Okay. And where can people find you if you're so inclined?
Oh, I'm on Twitter at Siegel, S-I-E-G-E-L.
Okay. Well, Rich, thanks so much for coming by today. I'm happy to have you.
Thanks so much for having me.
And I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.